Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
A little drum roll for you.
Well, so you're getting all excited.
Getting all excited now.
Eurovision time.
My Eurovision underpants on.
What?
My
They're
underpants
gorgeous on you.
Colours. And we'll have our lucky socks and praying to God that we'll have a good time. But anyway, I'm sure we will have a good time in Liverpool. It's will we win? That's the thing. But let's hope we do well and get into the final. So what have you got for me today?
Now, I have two kind of pasta recipes.
Oh, right.
Spaghetti with seafood. Yeah, well, I was kind of getting into the Eurovision mood. Is that okay?
Yes, of course.
You sure?
Yes.
So spaghetti with seafood, which is a lovely combination, and then kind of like, it's a spinach ricotta lasagna with mozzarella, which is lovely. So it's kind of like a one tray kind of baked, but you obviously are using some pre-bought raviolis, which I'll talk about.
Sure.
Gorgeous.
Okay, yeah. Spaghetti first.
We will do that, my friend.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about lovely fish mussels. We're using some calamari or squid. And then some prawns. Now you can mix this up. You can use some smoked fish if you want to, but this works really, really well. And what we're going to do is, first of all, in a dry pan, we're going to cook off the mussels on their own with some white wine. And then you can put in a little bit of onion. You can put in some leek instead if you want to. So you're just literally cooking that for 4 to 5 minutes. You're going to get the most amazing sauce from that. So you remove your mussels after they're opened up. Make sure they're fresh. And when they're closed, they're fresh. Remember that.
Right.
You remove the little meat, or you can leave them in the shell. Some people love hoking at them in the shell. Visually, they look well.
Mm.
Usually, they're clean. I'm not sure he's...
Well, you know, that thing, that they have to be closed. Yeah. You're going to be going, because if they're open, you're in trouble.
Ah, that's true.
Yeah,
that is true.
Be
that
very
is
careful.
True. But
yeah,
they will open up when they're cooked. If they're still closed,
yeah,
in the bin they go. So, Marty, what we do with them is, so that's your mussels done. Your squid, your local fishmonger will do that, cut into rings. And nowadays, like the fishmongers, supermarket, they're all very clever. They do like a seafood mix where you'll get prawns, maybe a little bit of calamari, maybe some mussels, maybe a little bit of salmon. So get that, and it's going to save you a lot of prep.
It is, yeah. How are you going to, how could you determine, because you know the way there's different cuts of meat, how could you determine, for instance, something like squid or something, not gooey, and you're chewing this thing for a week? Like, how do you can't, there's no way of knowing, is there?
It is the texture of squid, I'm not going to lie to you.
There's nothing you can do.
I've had it very soft. There's some chefs, when they get fresh squid, they pop it into the freezer, whatever it does, the enzymes, it kind of breaks it down a little bit, and it makes it go a little bit softer. We don't serve a lot of squid in the restaurant, so I'm no way an expert. I'd like eating it. Funny enough, the twins like eating it, you know, when I think of it. And, so, I mean, like, it is just that kind of, like, rubbery texture. But
it can be,
And not everyone likes it.
And there's not a lot you can do about it.
No, and not everyone likes it, to be honest with you. But the mussels, I think, you have enough variety there, some lovely prawns. If you're not a squid fan, leave it out. Just do the prawns. But try the mussels too, because you're going to get so much sweetness from the flavour. Okay, so into the pan that you've removed the mussels, you have that lovely bit of stock and juice. You're going to put in some garlic cloves, thinly sliced, a little bit of red chili, with the cherry tomatoes, which are literally just cut in half. So it's a very, very light, like there's no cream in this. It's a very light kind of like sauce. So it is. With the pasta, you can use dried or fresh spaghetti. I'm a big fan of the fresh spaghetti because it cooks really, really fast. It's a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
And you'd know in Italy, like there's a certain thing called bronze dye, which is a plate that they push the dried pasta through that creates a texture on the outside of the pasta. Because outside Naples, I met one of the producers who do this, and I didn't know what bronze dye was as a chef. I said, what is this? It doesn't sound weird. It sounds not natural. But it's just a bronze plate that they push it through with huge pressure, and what it does, and that can be for conchiglione, it can be for penne, it can be for loads of different shapes, textures, but what it does, it creates lovely little lines on the outside of the pasta, the dried pasta, and it gives texture, so it catches any little bit of liquid or sauce. So that's what bronze dye is. You cook your pasta, follow the cooking instructions, but the pasta must go in with the fish. So if you add in your lovely prawns, they only take a few minutes. Your mussels are already cooked. Your squid, as you say, you might be a fan of it. You can put it in if you want to, but don't overcook that. That's really important. And then this all goes into your pan with your lovely tomatoes. Excuse me, with your spaghetti, and then a little bit of chopped parsley. Serve it with some blackened pepper, and it's ready to go.
It's just gorgeous.
It's just very simple.
After I had read all of your cookery books, I read
16 of them early.
Stanley Tucci. You know Stanley Tucci?
Yes.
And he had the thing about he has a thing that will end his relationship with people is people, because he's Italian.
Yeah, of course.
Is people who chop up their spaghetti. You know the way, obviously, we're all supposed to use it, but it's the spoon and the fork, yeah. And he said that people who chop it up, he can't abide it. And he said it's one thing, it's sacrilege as far as he's concerned.
Yeah.
And I have to be honest, I have been guilty of the crime.
Okay.
At times you kind of go, oh, here, if the spaghetti isn't thin enough,
yeah.
Sometimes you go, oh, here, I'm chopping this up because I need to eat. And
Very interesting.
He won't have it, apparently.
But aren't they very protective and very particular of what they do, and know, and there's a certain way, like, you know, I think in Florence when we were there, they only have a cappuccino in the morning, or maybe it's an espresso, you know, you order a cappuccino, yeah, right, that's not a proper coffee. I'm just using that as an example, which I think is good.
Area remembers,
yes,
because they weren't all together at one time, so they're all very particular about their particular area.
That's true.
Anyway, take me off now with your friend, the spinach and ricotta.
Lasagna with mozzarella.
Thank you, kindly.
So we're using a couple of packets of spinach and ricotta ravioli. Simply Better do a really, really lovely one, in fairness to them. And it's one that I use at home, and I think it's gorgeous. And I actually got to meet the producer in Italy. And it's small little squares of ravioli. You just literally put them into boiling water for a couple of seconds, tomato sauce, parmesan. Beautiful. But this one's a wee bit different.
Okay.
What we're going to do is you're going to... I've given you a recipe for some tomato sauce. Olive oil, chopped onion, some good cans of tomatoes. Remember we were talking about recently the San Marzano, was it last week or the last couple of weeks, which are the best, reckoned to be the best tomatoes to use for chopped tomatoes. So the plum tomatoes, good pinch
they
of sugar.
From Puglia, did you
Puglia, say? I think so, you're right. Yeah, good man.
See,
well
I
done.
Remembered all
well
that done. Time
Jesus,
ago.
Jesus, I'll tell you one thing. Nothing wrong with your memory.
Oh, no, thank God.
God.
Paulian.
That all goes into the pan. You cook that for about maybe, say, about 20 minutes, the tomato sauce, and then some fresh basil. If you don't have time to make a tomato sauce, which not many people would have, don't be worrying about that. You can get some lovely quality ones. Simply Better bring out one. It's made in Italy, and there's no sugar in it, because I got to meet that producer, and it's one that I would always have in my cupboard. It's an excellent one, so it is very clean. I love that word. I love that word, clean. Yeah, a lot of them have sugar now, Marty. A lot of them do have. But this one is made in Italy. It's her grandmother's recipe. I got to meet that, and you can see the little bits of chopped onion and basil. Something very special.
Oh, wow. That's lovely,
but no added sugar. So your tomato sauce is made. That's going to be the base. Then you're going to get your ravioli. With this here, we're using prosciutto de Parma ham. Okay, so it's very thinly sliced, and you can have this without the prosciutto de Parma. You can have vegetarian, absolutely no problem. But we're going to kind of do a layer of that. We're going to do
really
a layer of the raviolis.
Thin.
Yeah, it's so, wafer tin.
Yeah,
and you know, Marty, it's wafer tin, and it's lovely even as an antipasto served at room temperature.
Yeah,
you know, it really is beautiful.
With your bread.
Interesting, Marty. When you go to Parma, I met the producer who does the Parma ham, and a quarter of the packaging anywhere in Ireland, England, has to have their crown on it. Oh, it cannot be called prosciutto de Parma ham.
Really?
So they're protecting it, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the stamp, it's the crown. After 12 months when it's aged, then what they do is they slice it, but they stamp it, and that's really important.
That's fantastic.
So they're protecting, they're very clever. I didn't know it either until I met them. So we're all learning on this journey.
That's for sure.
So Marty, then we're going to put some mozzarella.
Yep.
Little balls of mozzarella. Just break it up. Parmesan cheese over the raviolis, over the prosciutto de Parma ham, and that goes into the oven at 200 degrees, and it's going to take roughly about 20 minutes. If your pasta sauce, tomato sauce, is warm, it's going to cook faster. If it's cold, which is fine, that'll keep for a week in your fridge, and you can batch cook it, and you can freeze it so you can.
Yeah.
And then, Marty, then let's just serve that with a big bowl of salad, and it's kind of like done in an oven to table. You know, one of those big lasagna dishes?
Yes, yeah.
So it's layered. So your tomato sauce, your pasta, tomato sauce, prosciutto, tomato sauce, then your cheese, and then into the oven.
That's just fantastic.
And your raviolis, yeah.
That's just lovely.
It's tasty.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
It's tasty, and it's a one-tray dinner. You can put in cherry tomatoes, put in grilled veg if you want to, but I think like that's yum.
Oh, that sounds
good.
Bit
gorgeous.
Of salad. Spinach, to hear me. Spinach and ricotta lasagna with mozzarella, and before that, spaghetti with seafood. We'd have to go Italian.
Oh, definitely.
Have you any Italian tunes that you know, or do you care about any?
Anything with Pavarotti.
Any little Pavarotti.
Come on. He's a legend.
No such thing as a little Pavarotti.
I know, that's true.
That's very true.
That's a man that loved his food.
He should become the big man. He's called the big man.
What a talented man, as you know.
Absolutely. Well, Pavarotti to follow. Safe home, my friend, and thank you for this Italian feast.
Hey.
And hopefully we'll bring back a prize.
I know, and enjoy. And misbehave yourself over there.
No, I've never been to Liverpool.
Yeah. Really?
No, never.
Never?
Never. Have you?
No, I've only there once, very vaguely.
There you are.
Three of my brothers support Liverpool, so I'm a United man. I mean, so are you.
I'm United with you. But no, I was never there. I just never had occasion to go. So it'll be interesting to see it. You know, we're staying in a kind of a Beatle hotel, apparently.
Class.
Place is full of Beatles. But anyway, that's a sort of...
You'll have some fun. I'll be watching and listening to you.
We'll have a... We'll
You're
have
a great man.
God bless you. And,
thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, see you soon.
Thanks,
and safe travels.
God bless.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.
Suono mia chitarra, lascia piangere il mio cuore, senza casa e senza amore, mi rimani solo tu. Se la voce un po' velata, accompagnami in sordina, la mia bella fornaria. Lontana e una stella.